together, we burn brighter. And of course, we know that's true. Together, we can do more, we can help more, we can be more. And that truth doesn't erase the power of even one candle in the darkness. But when our light can spark the light in another and another and another, it begins to feel different, more hopeful, more alive, maybe. It begins to feel like the peace we seek, the justice we work for, the kindness and the freedom we want to live in is more possible. That at the very least, we can create it here for each other and let the fire of our own commitment spread. That is, after all, what beloved community is for. It's what church can be at its best, a place where we keep one another's candles lit, where we share the spark and our warmth when someone else's light goes out or when the darkness threatens to overwhelm us. Each promise that we make to steward this place into the next year, into the future, is a candle being lit and a desire that burns for connection and companionship in the work of creating the world that I think we all so desperately want. There's so much power in groups of people coming together in the service of something greater than themselves. We've seen it over and over again. We see it in big ways and in small, and it never fails to move me. Even simple, sort of entertaining things give me goosebumps, like flash mobs. Can we please do a flash mob someday? Oh my, I have no talent with dancing or choreographing, but I would do it. Line dancing, contra dancing, people doing anything, moving together in understanding and in joy, recognizing that we're creating something more than the sum of the parts. I wanted to find some uplifting examples of this. And of course, the first thing that came to my mind were the monks. The monks and their dog Aloka. Mallory McDuff from The Guardian shared what I think is a common sentiment for many who followed their progress as they were walking across the country. She says, I'm obsessed with the monks. It's the only thing getting me through the violence of this administration, the monks and my meds. Their journey is over, but it continues to resonate. Those 19 monks, although I've heard 19, 20, 24, they walked for 2,300 miles, a pilgrimage for peace from a Buddhist temple in Fort Worth, Texas, across 9 states to Washington, D.C., dressed in their vibrant orange robes. They walked 20 miles a day on average, eating only once a day, practicing loving kindness as a form of mindfulness and nonviolent resistance. Their journey was a slow-moving meditation meant to embody peace rather than argue for it. During that walk, they faced extreme challenges, including horrible weather, bitter, snowy cold that engulfed this part of the country. And did you know that early on in their journey, they were struck by a truck in a town and their pilot vehicle ran over 2 monks? And one of those monks had to make the very hard decision to have his leg amputated? He said, after making that decision, instead of going through multiple painful surgeries, he said, "Do not feel bad for me. I accept everything that has happened." Despite the dangers, the monks remained focused on spreading their message, which they repeated often. We walk to remind people that peace is not just a destination, but a path we walk together. Together, 19 monks inspiring thousands and thousands of people, lining the route, sitting themselves in meditation, offering comfort and beauty and support, creating a pause in the everyday moments of lives. Hilary McDuff was so moved by their journey that she decided she had to see them. She had to be with them in person. So she drove 2.5 hours at dawn, leaving her Blue Ridge Mountains at sunrise for the flatlands of High Point, North Carolina. This is her story. She said, "Once there, I hustled to the street where the monks were scheduled to pass, and I joined hundreds of people lining the sidewalks of this small southern town, waiting to witness the message of unity, compassion, and healing for the nation. Later that day, thousands filled a nearby stadium to hear the monks speak." She says, "To my right, I overheard four silver-haired women tracking the route on their phones. They each had beach chairs, blankets, and snacks at the ready. Across the street, construction workers silenced their power tools as they kept watch from the second-story office building where they were working. A woman with dreads held up a poster with the words repeated by the monks, 'Today is our peaceful day.' I looked at her and smiled, and she gave me the thumbs up. I hadn't said a word to anyone in the crowd, but I felt a connection to our shared yearning for peace." The live map predicted the monks would arrive between 10 and 11 a.m., and at 10:45, a woman yelled, "Here come the sirens! I've gone to three different towns to see the monks, and first a police car drives through and tells us to get on the sidewalks." So we all shuffled our feet, Hillary said, backing up while craning our necks to see. I'd vowed to observe the monks rather than take photos of them when they passed. Maybe you all heard the monks talking about phones as our lovers and how we need to put them away. In a heartbeat, we saw them turn the corner and head our way. In silence, with shaved heads and flowing robes, some barefoot, some in running shoes, all walking at a brisk pace, carrying and giving out flowers along the way. They said, "This is the beautiful truth about peace. When you give it away, it doesn't diminish, it multiplies. When you share joy, you don't lose it, you create more of it." 5 minutes after rounding the corner, they passed us by. I bowed my head and held my palms in prayer, along with the construction workers above me, the family with three kids beside me, the older women wrapped in blankets. And then I saw a police officer lower his gaze, and I burst into tears. Hillary says, "I'll hold that practice and gift of kindness with me forever." To some, those 5 minutes of loving kindness might seem insignificant in the face of what we're facing. But Hillary looked around at all those gathered and, in her words, saw them as one nation, one earth, one peace, and she refused to wipe her tears away. That's the beauty of giving anything good, about stewarding a community, the earth, this church, our country. Whatever you give, it multiplies. When we share the best of what we have freely and lovingly, it catches in the hearts of those around us and spreads like wildfire. Don't ever believe it doesn't matter or that it won't make a difference. It does. Together, we can't bring peace to the Middle East, but we can change the life of one family over there with our giving and our generosity. We can't solve all the problems of poverty and homelessness right here, but we can support the families of Family Harbor House. There's two of them now. With our time and our resources, we can't cure depression or anxiety or bring back a loved one that we've lost, but we can be a source of comfort and connection for those who are suffering right here in these walls. And as you use, we admit that we can't answer all of life's big questions. Why are we here? What happens when we die? Is there a God, and what is its nature? But we can make a safe space to seek together, to hold different answers, to search and to share. Here we get to practice being our best selves, forgiving one another when we inevitably fall short, and trying again, because we're part of something bigger than ourselves. whose light shines forth beyond these walls in ways that we'll never know. I believe that small acts repeated over time do make a difference. Remember Margaret Mead's famous quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." So I close this morning revisiting the words that Carrie shared with us from Teresa Soto. We don't always know just what to do, but that will not mean that we are lost. We rely on the certainty beneath the foundation of our values and ethics. We are the people who return to love like a North Star and to the truth that we are greater together than we could ever be alone. May it be so. Blessed be.